Good afternoon. This is the meeting of Sylvania City Council's Employee and Community Relations Committee. It's 5:00 on Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. Present today are committee members Nikki Capellini, Huston, and Richardson, as well as Councilmember Mark Fry. We're here for just one purpose, and that is to talk about a process for soliciting interest and making a selection for a reappointment that will be opening up at the end of this year to the Sylvania Board of Zoning Appeals. Norman Ladd has that seat at this point, and his term is up. I just want to kind of remind folks that for the past 2 years, we've utilized a process that notices the vacancy of that seat and encourages any interested parties to apply. The committee has then kind of determined whether we want to do interviews or whether we want to do a reappointment. And we've then conducted interviews, in some cases, occasionally appointing new people to the seat and occasionally appointing the incumbent back to the seat. So if we're still comfortable with that process, we just have to talk about how we want to time that out. I will tell you that I did talk to Mr. Ladd, and he is interested in the seat for one more term. So we can expect him to participate. He fully understands the new process and the fact that he'll have to apply again.
So it's 4 years, right?
It's a 4-year term. And just a reminder that we appointed two people last, 2 years ago, Carol Van Huber and... So...
So he's the...
He's the longest...
The only remaining.
Longest standing, and I think he's finishing off his third 4-year term. What I'd like to suggest is something fairly straightforward, which is that we ask Laura or the clerk to post this as they have for the last couple of years. This is not a high-profile posting in any sense, but if we put it on the website, we post it on the Facebook page, we notice it on the sign at Maple and, at Main and Monroe, and we try to get something published in the Advantage. Right? That's kind of the deal. Out of that, we have gotten good response over the last couple of years, so I think it works. What I'd like to suggest is a deadline of October 15th. If we post it yet this week, that gives folks 3 weeks to respond.
I think the deadline for the Advantage is today.
So their next paper won't be for... Well, there's no reason why we can't move it further.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'd be in the mid-October Advantage then?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That would be right.
I just picked the one up downstairs, so this one was September 17th through October 1st, so...
Yeah, so we would be in the October 15th issue.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we do that and put the deadline at, say, the... I mean, we can go through the end of October. There's no hurry, right? We can...
Yep.
So a deadline October 30th. I think all we have to do then is commit to meet before the end of November. And I would suggest maybe we, if we want to decide among ourselves, schedule a meeting to just discuss how we want to proceed at the meeting on the 4th, November 4th. Not do interviews, but just decide if we want to do interviews. That,
sure.
That would be a short meeting.
The November 1st is a Friday. I don't know if you think that's a better deadline instead of a midweek.
Yeah, that's fine.
For the application,
yeah.
Is that easier
for applicants? Yeah, that's totally fine.
I would think, you know, say by Friday, end of week.
Yep, good.
Make it a round number.
Good.
So we're going to meet again on the 4th.
We're going to meet on the 4th to decide what to do, and then I would suggest that at that meeting, if we decide that we want to do interviews, we could set an interview date and schedule a committee meeting that night, you know, at the meeting, schedule a committee meeting for later in November. And if we do it quickly enough, we could make an appointment by the meeting of the 18th of November, and if not, we could do it early summer. I mean, we're actually well ahead of the curve from previous years, so that's good.
That is good.
So we don't know what time that meeting is. It depends on what we schedule it.
Well, I think we can easily schedule, if we wanted to tonight schedule it, maybe get it on the agenda where we meet again, to just say that we want to meet on November 4th at 7 o'clock.
So I don't want to put you on the spot, but I feel like you probably know, because you were looking at the meeting notes from the last meeting when I came in. Were there people that were like really good that we said, oh, we'll keep you in the loop? Like, do
right.
we want to like send them?
Yes.
Directly.
Well, we should. And I remember specifically a young woman who lived over in Gettysburg or something.
Yeah, what was her name?
I've got it. She was really good.
Yeah.
So I think we can go back and
like directly, like have Sharon, when she posts it, I'll send them an email directly.
Okay. So this personally notice.
Previous applicants, yeah.
Do we, when we publish this, do we say what a zoning appeals person would do?
We refer it to the website.
Website, which says that.
It's got a couple paragraphs about it.
Okay, good. So they'll know what they're getting into, yeah.
That's, you know, that's a kind of specialized interest.
Now, that's what I was thinking.
It's not like being at Sage Yard, you know, where.
Right, right.
Everybody thinks they know how to do that, right? Which they don't, but.
Which, yeah, it's a lot different than what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, zoning appeals, I don't think happens very often, so it's, I don't know.
But it's important to have some good people.
Oh, it's always important, yeah, yeah. But I was thinking, like, losing Norman Ladd, I don't think would be a problem, because Carol and Tom have been there, what, 2 years
long
now?
Enough. Right, so and the mayor's always there.
Right, there you go.
Right.
So I think that's fine. At first I'm going, ooh, but yeah. I think that's fine.
And Norman, too, I don't want to be ageist about it. His, you know, he's over 80, I think. So.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, so I think
Yeah.
want to think about that
yes,
in the context of some
yeah.
younger applicants.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Yeah, okay. So is that fine with you, Mark? Any thoughts, any questions?
Totally plan.
Okay, good. So we will, I will talk with, I don't honestly remember if it was Laura or Sharon who got the posting, but I'll find that out tomorrow.
I think it's Sharon.
Okay.
And they'll put something in the advantage, but we need to do that.
I'll ask them to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's something else, I think I got shot down at our last meeting when the mayor was there.
So why have a different topic?
We're on, it's not BZA.
Okay, so we're done with BZA, fine, go ahead.
So the TARDA board, we have no representative, and like I said, I think I got shot down by the mayor.
I think they would consider that to be a shooting down, yeah.
All right, so I'll just leave it right there.
What? I mean, share your thought.
Well, the thought is, we have City of Sylvania gets a representative on the TARDA board. And the last person that we appointed resigned when Jim Gee got fired. So we have nobody. And I wasn't really sure if it was, like, it's a City of Sylvania appointment, but what does that mean? Does that mean it's council? Does that mean it's the mayor? And then the mayor pointed out it was clearly him. And if we had any good ideas,
right.
But this is the best way. I mean, we've had really good success when you advertise and then people that are interested and we always get like smart good people, so but I don't want to.
Well, it's funny, John was asking me tonight, I said this is a council appointee and I forget what we were talking about, but there's some that are mayoral from the administration,
right.
And some that are council appointees.
By code.
I don't think
it's not in our charter, but I couldn't find anywhere in TARDA's stuff that said specifically this person is appointed by this. It's just so I don't, like I said, I don't really know, and I don't want to.
Well, I got the impression that the mayor totally understands that it's his appointment.
That's what I got.
But
that's
thought he also said that if we had any individually had any thoughts about who to do it, we should send them along. To my knowledge, he hasn't made an appointment.
But I was just thinking this is a really good way to collect people that are interested and good and smart. Like, we've had really good success doing this.
If we have any names that come up, I'm sure the mayor would at least vet them.
I would be uncomfortable, though, that we would notice it on his behalf without his approval.
No, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if we get like five people and we're going, oh, gosh, one of them would might be good for the mayor, we could pass those names on.
Right. And he seemed genuinely not to have had a thought.
Well, I mean, yeah, he probably thought he had an appointment in place.
Right.
Well, the only other thing that he did say was that historically, the person from Sylvania on the Tarta board oftentimes had a finance background and ended up becoming the chair of the finance committee for the Tarta board, and that he would like to continue that general approach. So the individual would, he would ideally like to have some financial knowledge and capabilities.
Right. Which is not a bad.
No, that's
right.
Yeah, sounds good.
So I think maybe the challenge here is just to think ourselves about who might be good candidates. I don't see a lot happening there yet, except that the next big thing they're going to do is hire a new executive.
Right.
The first big, important new staff.
And that's why I feel like we should have somebody there when they do that.
I don't disagree.
I think it's just a huge turning point right now.
I would argue, though, that that's not really a committee matter. If it's a matter that you think is important, you should probably go back and try talking to Craig again.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else about that? If not, can we be adjourned at 5:13?
Cool.
Thank you.